Okay, we have one last akuda from the previous sugya, then we'll try to move into the Purim stuff. So we mentioned two different minhagim that exist in the days of the Rishonim, and exist ad hayom hazeh, in terms of whether you recite Kiddush when you're standing up or not. So Tosfos sounded like it would probably make more sense to sit. Tosfos set up a Havdalah, the stum we should extrapolate to Kiddush. There's some we added on another factor that maybe makes more sense to sit up to Kiddush because of Kiddush Bacham Suda. And then you had the diehards, like myself, like others, who was out, and that's it. There's no reason to sit. You don't have to sit. There's enough kviyas without sitting, and that's called Kiddush Bacham Suda. You can stand, like Chachil, nothing to worry about whatsoever. So again, yesh v'yesh, different minhagim in the days that we've shown him, different minhagim at a.m. as that. So the Rambam was of the opinion that one is supposed to be sitting during Kiddush, but the Rambam draws a distinction between one Kiddush during the year, and that is the Kiddush on Sukkos. Why is the Kiddush on Sukkos different? So this is part of the Rambam's general theory about the bracha and the mitzvah of Shiva B'Sukkah. So the Rambam has a very, very startling way of describing how one ensures that one recites the bracha on the mitzvah of Shiva B'Sukkah at the right time. So the Rambam says, based on the Gemara's and Masechet Pesachim, we are governed by the rule of Kol Mitzvos Mevarach Lehem Ovel HaSiyosa, and that's the Chayk Vela Yavor, maybe, in Hukas Brachas, in Hukas Brachas HaMitzvos, that you have to make a bracha before you perform the mitzvah. And if you don't, what if you went ahead and you did the mitzvah without reciting the bracha? So that's a big machlekes, the Rambam and the Zerua, is that even ba'akev b'diyevet. So the Rambam sheet is, it's mamash ba'akev b'diyevet. To such an extent that the Rambam writes, if you're standing under the chuppah, and you get a little jittery, a little nervous, and you forgot to make the bracha, and you put the ring on your kallah's fingers, your head, put the ring on. So the Rambam Shita is that birchas erusin is a birchas ha-mitzvah, and it's too late, says the Rambam. You did the mitzvah ready, it's over, finished, come on, you can't recite the bracha afterwards. So whether or not we follow the Rambam, that's a different story in that case, but that is the Rambam Shita in a few places, Ruchas brachas, Ruchas ishus, that once the mitzvah is fulfilled, the game is over. There's no way even b'diavad to recite the bracha. And the Ozarua disagrees. The Ozarua says, no, that klal of Kol HaMitzvos Mevarach Lehem Ovel HaSiyosan is only a klal lechatchil. It's not ma'akev. B'diyevet, yeshech diyan, must make the bracha afterwards. So the Ozarua says, what's the raya? How does he know that it's only lechatchil and not b'diyevet? But the Gemara Psochem Dav Zayim, the Gemara says that when a ger goes to the mikvah, so he recites the bracha afterwards. Why is that? Because a gavel lochazi, because he couldn't recite it beforehand. He wasn't Jewish yet until he comes out of the mikvah. So therefore, he has to say it afterwards. It says the Ozarua, that is it. If it's really ba'akev, so don't say it. So don't say the bracha. If you hold the tzadik lechatchila, so we have like a b'diavad, it's okay. So we have rusha, sarchak b'diavad dobi. If it's impossible any other way, then you have to do it in the way that would be valid b'diavad. So if you hold like me, that b'diavad and bracha is always valid after the mitzvah, so then I understand why we can justify Tefillah's ger, and then subsequently followed by the bracha. But according to you, the Rambam, who says that it's mamish li'ikuvah, it's not shach, it's a bracha matola to make a bracha after the mitzvah, how can we ever sanction the bracha and Tefillah's ger afterwards? That's the Ozarua's kasha. So the answer to the Rambam is that kach tiktu chachamim, that this is all midrabanan. I don't mean it's all a game, but this is all midrabanan. Chazal are making up whatever rules they want to make up. So Chazal made up a rule that if it's iyav shablavachi, they don't want to have the mitzvah without any bracha. So lays bare, what do you do? If you're going to be such a stickler for the details that call mitzvahs bracha b'avol hasiyosin b'diavad, you're going to end up, the ger's never going to have a bracha. That's not such a good thing to have. So therefore, this is an exception to the rule. But just because it's yevshar b'lavochi, it doesn't mean that for the one guy who forgot to make the bracha before putting the ring on, for the one guy who forgot blew the shofar, then he remembers afterwards he forgot to make the bracha, we're not going to change the rules for one person. So if any given mitzvah that's supposed to be, the bracha is supposed to be recited first and then the mitzvah afterwards, that is even le'ikuvah. That seems to be the Rambam's response to the Ozarua. So most of the poskim assume halacha like the Rambam. That meaning is like the Rambam, that if a guy missed the mitzvah, so he doesn't recite the bracha afterwards. The only thing is that even the Rambam concedes that there are certain mitzvahs where you can recite the bracha afterwards. Those are what we call the mitzvahs harimshachos. If you have mitzvahs that have ongoing kiyumim, it's not just a one-shot deal. It's about to eat matzah, so I ate the matzah. The matzah goes down, the mitzvah's over. Once I blow the shofar, once I blew it, the game is over. But there are the mitzvahs that I do a ma'isa, and it has an ongoing fulfillment. So the Rambam in the end of his bracha singles out three mitzvahs like that. Tzitzis, sukkah, and tefillin. I put on the tzitzis, but as long as I'm wearing the beged, I'm still yotzei. I put on my tefillin, as long as the tefillin are on, I'm yotzei. I sit down to sukkah, as long as I'm still sitting there, I'm yotzei. So the Rambam writes, lechatchila, by those mitzvahs, you should recite the bracha before. You should start the bracha before you start the mitzvah. But b'diavad, says the Rambam, even I concede to the other way. The Rambam didn't talk to the rest of the world. Ram writes that even I can see to that svara, when you have a mitzvah nimsheches, so then you can recite the bracha b'di'evet afterwards. But that's b'di'evet, it's al-chadchila, you're supposed to get the bracha in before you start the mitzvah. So that the Ram is a little bit of a quandary in Hilchas Sukkah. When exactly should you recite the bracha upon eating the sukkah, upon sitting in the sukkah?
Sorry, why does the
Rambam
say that it worked for the
Evan? But tzitzis, filling in sukkah, those are mitzvahs, the Rambam used the phrase. The mitzvahs that they're ongoing kiyumim. So, but the Evan, the Rambam says, if you shechted the animal, you can't make a bracha afterwards. You can't make the bracha afterwards. But if you put your tzitzis on, and then you remember 5 minutes later, you can make the bracha afterwards. Tzitzis, filling in sukkah, those are the three.
Who was Ezra?
Yeah. Rabbi Yitzchak b'Vienna. He was one of the Gedolei HaRishonim. He was one of the Rebbeim of the Maharami Rutenberg. From the period of the Baratesis. This Ruah was written in 11 or 12 on this. It was, for many, many years, it was in a manuscript tucked away somewhere, in the Vatican and somewhere else, that nobody had access to it. So very often you had Rishon who would quote the Ozeruah, like snips of the Ozeruah. They had, like the Ozeruah, others quoted the Ozeruah, and we didn't have the whole Ozeruah piece. So sometimes you had an Acharonim who were trying to reconstruct, you know, just trying to figure out what in the world the Ozeruah meant, because they didn't have the text of the Ozeruah. And years later, they dug up the Mamash Tiksavi out of the Ozeruah. The Mishneh Berurah already had the Ozeruah. The Prima Gadim did not have the Ozeruah. So it was discovered sometime in between the 1700s and 1900s. So the Mishneh Berurah, once in a while, will quote an Ozeruah. And there's a place in the Chashabas, he quotes a Prima Gadim who gave his whole innovative pshat in Ozeruah. And the Mishneh Berurah writes, he gave this razzle-dazzle pshat, but he didn't see the Ozeruah. He said, I saw the Ozeruah. He doesn't say that. So sometimes you had that phenomenon. So anyway, getting back to this story. So the Rambam is now in a quandary. When is the precise moment to recite a bracha upon the mitzvah of sukkah? So lechetchili, you should recite the bracha right before you start the mitzvah. When do you start the mitzvah? So the Rambam describes, the guy walks into the sukkah. I'm walking into the sukkah, I'm standing there in the sukkah looking at your shpizim. I'm looking at the decorations, the mitzvah. The sukkah is teshuva, shivas yomim. When does the mitzvah begin? When you're teshuva, when you sit down, you sit in your chair. That's what sukkah is teshuva, shivas yomim. So the Rambam says, therefore, when you go into the sukkah, right before you sit down, you should recite a bracha. So the Rambam says, like, third day chalamoid, you're taking a slice of pizza into the sukkah. So you walk in, and right before you sit down, you make a bracha, leishiv basukkah. Then you begin to eat. So the Rambam says, if that's the case, so then it's a big problem, because how can you make kiddush in the sukkah? I hold, says the Rambam, that you have to make kiddush when you're sitting down. And the Gemara says in sukkah that you make leishiv basukkah at the end of kiddush. First you make kiddush, then you make leishiv basukkah. So the Rambam says, how can you do that? Yeah, it's yevshar. If you're going to sit down first, then the leishiv basukkah is not going to be over lesi yosun. If you're going to make the leishiv before you sit down, you make it before kiddush. And the Gemara says you're not supposed to do that. So there's only one solution to the problem, says the Rambam. What is that? Have to stay up for kiddush. I give out geschwigen. The Rambam says you never stay up for kiddush. Right? This is the exception rule. That obviously Chazal anticipated this problem, and Chazal said, "This is the yitzim in a cloud. That this would be okay. That since it's the yevshar b'lav hochi, so you have to recite the leishiv b'sukkah, and then immediately you sit down." So that's what the Rambam spells out at the end of the sukkah. But to say that dvarim is on sukkahs, the first night of sukkahs, you walk in. Rambam doesn't describe saying Mishpizin. You walk into the sukkah, you're standing up, you make your kiddush, you make leishiv basukkah, you sit down, then you make shechiyah, when you drink your wine, and you have your challen and shalom Yisrael. That's how the Rambam's description of the mitzvah shiva basukkah is. So many of the Rishonim argue with the Rambam, they argue with the Rambam on multiple levels. So the Ravid and the Netav, many of the Rishonim say that the whole model of the Rambam doesn't seem to be correct. Why is that? That the word basukkah's teishvu, Teishu doesn't really mean to sit on a chair. Teishu means derech dira, like the Gemara says, Teishu kein taduru. So acts of dira, those are the mitzvahs in the sukkah. The guy sitting on a chair, that's not really the tchilas mitzvah. The mitzvah is the yeshiva basukkah, the living in the sukkah. So kol zman that the person hasn't started to eat or drink yet, he hasn't really been yaitzei teishu, he hasn't really fulfilled, he hasn't really begun the mitzvah sukkah. So that's why the Rosh and other Rishonim, the Raivin, the Rosh all say that it's not a problem. You can make kiddush sitting down like any other Friday night, any other Yom Tov night, and you make leishiv basukkah, and that's not a stira to Avi Lasi Yosad, because the mitzvah hasn't really kicked in until after you begin to, when you start to eat and drink, that's when the beginning of the mitzvah is. So as long as you make a leishiv basukkah before you drink the wine, before you eat the challah, that's also considered to be Avi Lasi Yosad. And for Keret, some question the Rambam would say, if the Rambam's right, the teshvu doesn't mean a dira in the sense that just being in the sukkah, teshvu means sitting on a chair. And let's say you stand in the sukkah all day. A guy walks in, has a shmorgasbord in the sukkah. He walks around, he eats his whole shmorgasbord. He's at a kiddush. The kiddush in the sukkah, he never sits down at all. So that's not yeshiva basukkah. You can't make a leishiv basukkah. You're not sitting with your legs on top of a chair. So shemadim is a meyavim. And the Rambam says, yeah, shemadim. That's what the pasuk means. So the other Rishonim say, according to the Rambam, if you're so nervous about getting the bracha, saying the bracha before you start the mitzvah, you should make the bracha before you step into the sukkah. So when you're standing outside the sukkah, you should say leishiv basukkah and then walk in. So the Rishonim don't understand the Rambam's timeline. The Rambam makes such a fuss about the timeline, that the moment of truth is the sitting down in the chair, b'marashach. The moment of truth is probably the eating, and if that's not the moment of truth, then the moment of truth is the walking into the sukkah. The arbitrary sitting seems to be a little bit of a stretch. And the Rambam says, no, it's not a stretch, it's the Pasuk Chumash, the Sukkah's Teish, she was here. That's the mitzvah. Yeah. So there are different practices about that. Most of us make the brachas hananin first. That's what most of us do, but not everyone agreed to that. Okay, anyway, that was just the shirayim from the previous sukkah. So again, whether or not you make kiddush sitting or standing all year long is one issue, and then the Rambam has this unique nakuda on sukkahs. The sukkahs changes from everything else. And the most of the Rishonim say that if you really believe in sitting for Kiddush, then you sit for Kiddush on Sukkot that also. Who here, did we say, who here sits for Kiddush all year long? Who here? What are you doing on Sukkot? Do you remember? I don't remember, okay.
It's been too long.
It's been too long. Okay. All right. Yeah.
The Rambam wouldn't transfer over to like Abdullah, I'd say. This is a din in the Zeris Chatzos Tishvu.